Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
We are joined this morning by Fleur Hassan Nahum, former deputy mayor of Jerusalem. A very good morning. Thank you for joining us on what has been and continues to be a very, very difficult few days. How are you doing?
Good morning. Well, we're a country in mourning, a country in shock and trauma, which has been ongoing since October 7th. But yesterday, the day before yesterday, was a re-trauma going back to October 7th. That's really where it's taken us. Yes, we're very, 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 very much in pain at the moment as a country.
There's no question. We spoke to a psychologist yesterday talking about the re-traumatizing, and in fact that's really very much what it felt like over the weekend. A lot of the discussion that we've been having is about this outpouring of all sorts of emotion, the protests, the reaction to it, and sitting a little bit further away, it's quite hard to distinguish what everything is for, why people are protesting, because some just want to show support, some are protesting government. How much pressure did the strike yesterday, the protests, place on government, and will it impact on the way in which the negotiations move forward?
Well, I think Prime Minister Netanyahu last night gave the answer to that. He said that the Philadelphia corridor, which is what Hamas wants Israel to capitulate on, is not up for discussion. It never has been, as part of the deal that the Americans have tried to secure. And it's been Hamas who rejected every single offer, some of them even considered generous by Secretary Antony Blinken. And so it's solely, the whole thing solely, is Hamas's intransigence and not Israel's. And that's not going to change. So I think the Prime Minister made it very clear that the protests and the strikes are not going to change his mind on what he sees as a crucial security point for Israel, because it was through that point and the historic mistake of leaving the Philadelphia corridor when Israel had the disengagement in 2005, that all the armaments and all the instruments of war and killing and murder that have been turned against us, it all come through that border point, that entry point from Egypt, through the tunnels in Egypt. Essentially, they weren't responsible, but they turned a blind eye to it, and so you can't trust them, essentially. That's what he's saying.
And in fact, he spoke last evening, last night, and he addressed some very, very difficult aspects of this war. What's the reaction been? What did he say, and what has the reaction been?
Well, again, he spoke about the fact that Israel has been victim blamed by the world for not having a deal. And it's really the terrorist organization, Hamas, which is funded and aided and sponsored by the Islamic Republic of Iran, who is responsible. And the world should be putting pressure on them and their interlocutors. And not enough pressure has been put. And the pressure has ironically been put on the victim, on Israel. And so I think the Prime Minister made that very clear last night.
The fact that the United Nations is finally, after 11 months, going to deal with this aspect, does that make any difference to Israel at all?
Deal with what?
The United Nations today, I believe, or is it tomorrow, is going to be addressing in the Council, Security Council, is actually going to be having a discussion around the hostages, I believe, the first time since all of this occurred.
Well, the United Nations have proven to be completely useless. They have zero power. All they do is essentially allow dictatorships to whitewash their record by giving them equal status with democracies on the world stage. And that's why you get the Islamic Republic of Iran on the Status of Women Committee, of all places, and on the Disarmament Committee. And so it has become a farce, a caricature of itself. And whatever they say today and tomorrow, it's too little, too late.
Unfortunately, that is the case. That is where we do have to leave it. Fleur Hassan Nahum, who is the former deputy mayor of Jerusalem.